Good morning, Mr. Bob.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I got a question. Yeah, you were talking to a fellow that's putting hardwood in. What do you think about this new hardwood? See, I never did hardwood before, and I'm pretty much a klutz, but I was thinking about doing it myself. And I got this, have you heard about that? Is it called manufactured hardwood? It's got Teflon on it, Teflon coating. Have you heard that?
Well, I didn't get to see that at the Builder Show this year, but there's always all kinds of new products out there. Let's just say that it's a manufactured floor, which it is. It comes pre-finished. I have no real issues with that. Here's my biggest problem with some of these manufactured finishes. And I'll never forget, about 5 years ago, I went on an editor's tour to a really huge hardwood floor manufacturing. And they were trying to debut this incredible, great manufactured flooring product. They had spent millions of dollars on tooling and getting the whole system running. And the CEO of the company was there. And I asked him at the end, you know, they were showing us this stuff coming off the line, and it had this incredible mirror-like finish on it. It was gorgeous. And I said to the guy, I was the only editor that said this, you know, because I think I'm the only guy there that ever had any experience. In other words, I'm thrown into a bunch of journalists. You know, here I am, a builder that became a journalist. And so I say to this question in front of the whole group, I say, well, have you developed a touch-up kit that allows you to repair, you know, the pieces of the wood so it's going to look okay after it's installed? And the CEO looked like a deer in headlights. And, of course, the company that made the finish was there as well. And the answer was no. I said, well, the product's not going to work. They said, what do you mean it's not going to work? I said, because when you go to put it in, if you think that the people that are going to put this product in are going to take perfectly good care of it, they're not going to scratch it as they're putting it in, or an accident's not going to happen, you're dreaming. And to date, the product has never come out on the marketplace.
Gee, right.
Yeah, so my question to you is, I have no issues with it, but just make sure that there's a way to take care of this flooring after it's installed. Because even after you take all the time to put it in and everything's fine, maybe you're going to drag a chair across it, or someone's going to come into the house with a stone stuck in their gym shoe, you know, and scratch the floor. See what I mean? So how are you going to fix this floor? That's my only question.
Yeah, well, the salesman said you don't have to worry about fixing it because it'll take all them scratches and all that stuff. It's got Teflon.
Oh, yeah. All right. You know what? That's what they said about all the lamp. Here, you know what I would do is I'd say, could you give me 3 sample pieces of that flooring? Then take them home, get some sand out of your driveway, scatter the sand on these sample pieces, and start walking on it for a couple of weeks.
That'll work.
Yeah, and then you test it, and then you take it back and say, what are these scratches all about, dude? So get some sample pieces and start testing it. Even if it costs you $20, buy $20 worth of it, put it down on the floor, and start walking on it, you know, and scatter a little bit of sand on it. All righty?
Yeah, that sounds great. You finally told me how to eliminate, counteract their answers.
Well, I'm just a big fan of testing stuff. You know, in other words, I tell people all the time, let's test it. Let's put some down for a month. You know, just buy a piece of plywood. You know, put a little bit of tile on the plywood and test it. Walk on it. You know, it's so easy to test.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay. Good luck, my friend. All righty. We're just about out of time. Gosh. Denny McCune's going to be coming up shortly. He's going to be here to answer all of your gardening questions and you know, bushes and trees and you name it. So if you want to call him, 749-1035, 749-1035. I'll be here during the week. If you want more information during the week, you know what to do. AskTheBuilder.com. It's that simple. You've listened to the Ask the Builder Show, and it was on WGRR. And, of course, we broadcast from Hamilton and Cincinnati. I'll be here next week.